I bring up pedigree and legacy a lot here on the channel. In terms of players, guys like LeBron James, they reach a point in their career where they're just simply adding to their legacy. When Anthony Davis was looking to leave New Orleans, he consistently mentioned building his legacy, that his legacy was more important to him than money. It is no different with coaches. Long-term coaches in the NFL and the NBA, they reach a point where they're just in it for the love of the game and to add to their legacy. Take Phil Jackson, for example. He won 6 rings in 8 years in Chicago. He had nothing left to prove after the whole run with Jordan was over. He goes out to Los Angeles, wins 5 more with Kobe Bryant. Legacy. There is no argument to be made. Phil Jackson is the best coach in the history of the NBA. When coaches and sometimes players reach that level, it is damn near impossible for them to get fired. There is a reason that I am bringing all of this up. Former NFL linebacker LeVar Arrington was on First Things First the other day on Fox Sports 1. It was earlier this week. I'm not really a big fan of that show. Nick, whatever his name is, I can't remember his last name, Nick something, captain of the Woke Patrol. He's on that show. I can't stand watching him. Anyway, LeVar Arrington was on that show earlier this week, and Bill Belichick was brought up. Now, it is no secret the Patriots struggled last season. We all know that. Their first losing season in 20 years. Because of that, LeVar Arrington made the claim that Bill Belichick is actually on the hot seat entering this season, that he is actually at risk of losing his job. Here is exactly what he said, quote, "That seat is warm for Bill Belichick, and that might sound crazy for some people, but Bill Belichick has to have a good season this year. And you know why? Because there are whispers. It was all Tom. It was always Tom. It couldn't have been anything else but Tom. And Bill Belichick has to show before he gets too far away from Tom Brady leaving that it was not Tom Brady, that it was, in fact, and indeed, the system of what Bill Belichick built in New England," end quote. First of all, and I have said this countless times since last year, but I'm going to say it again. Without Bill Belichick, there is no Tom Brady. I know it's been 20 plus years, but has everyone forgotten that Tom Brady was a 6th-round draft pick? He was passed over by every team in the NFL a minimum of 5 times before Bill Belichick eventually drafted him and gave him a shot. We'll never know what would have happened had Tom Brady been drafted by someone else. I can tell you this, though. If he was drafted in the 6th round by a team like the Cleveland Browns, Tom Brady would be bagging groceries right now. There would be no Gisele Bündchen. There would be no 7 Super Bowl rings. There would be no GOAT talk. The only GOAT talk around Tom Brady in that scenario would be he's the GOAT of grocery baggers. That Tom Brady, he can sure as hell bag groceries. Again, without Bill Belichick, there is no Tom Brady. Now, let's get to the next part of the comment about Bill Belichick being on the hot seat. This is one of the most ridiculous statements that I've heard in a while. Let's make one thing abundantly clear. Bill Belichick is not on the hot seat. He could have went 0-16 last year. He still wouldn't be on the hot seat. Robert Kraft has given Bill Belichick the keys to the kingdom in New England. For 20 plus years, Robert Kraft has pretty much been hands-off, allowed Bill Belichick to make all the decisions. There's only a handful of coaches in the NFL that have that kind of autonomy. Sean Payton in New Orleans is one of them. Pete Carroll in Seattle. Maybe Andy Reid in Kansas City. The coaches with that kind of pedigree, rarely do they ever get fired or put on the hot seat. Take Pete Carroll, for example. There have been problems going back to last season between him and Russell Wilson in Seattle. Those issues have spilled over into this offseason. Did anyone hear any rumors about Pete Carroll getting fired in Seattle? No. Hell, they were thinking about trading Russell Wilson, a top five quarterback, once in a generation type of talent. The Seahawks might go another 20 years before finding another franchise quarterback like Russell Wilson. Yet, when problems between Russell Wilson and legendary head coach Pete Carroll came up, it was Russell Wilson who was going to be leaving town, not Pete Carroll. Bill Belichick is not going anywhere. The only time he's going to leave New England is when he retires, or if he decides on his own he wants to coach elsewhere. Robert Kraft is not going to fire him. Now let's get to the final part of LeVar Arrington's comment. The part about the whispers. How people are whispering that Tom Brady's the only reason that Bill Belichick was successful. Without Tom Brady, Bill Belichick would just be another ordinary head coach. No Super Bowls. Again, this is just ridiculous. Do you have to have an elite quarterback in the NFL to win? Yes. But an elite quarterback can't do it by himself. You also need an elite head coach to put everything together. Tom Brady was only responsible for one piece of the game, offense. You go back and look at his 20 years in New England, you know why the Patriots were so dominant? Defense. The majority of Tom Brady's time in New England, the Patriots had a top five defense. Hell, they were number one defensively several years. It was Bill Belichick who devised the formula to keep the Patriots in contention every year, not Tom Brady. Belichick was making the personnel decisions. Belichick was a master at spotting when one of his players was about to exit their prime and letting them walk in free agency instead of overpaying them on a contract extension. He was brilliant at doing that. Look, the pairing of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick was like a perfect storm. Both of them deserve equal credit for the Patriots dynasty. Belichick was the perfect coach for Tom Brady. He was disciplined, regimented, organized. Tom Brady fed off of all of that. Tom Brady's going to end up with more Super Bowl wins than Bill Belichick. And because of that, most people will give him all the credit for the Patriots dynasty. Bill Belichick's old. He doesn't have many years of coaching left. And I don't see the Patriots winning a Super Bowl anytime soon. For years, the AFC East has been a complete dump. The NFC East has taken over that claim for them, and the AFC East is actually a pretty tough division now. The Bills will be contenders for the next decade, or should be. The Dolphins heading in the right direction. Now, the Jets are an embarrassment, but that's to be expected. Then across the conference, you've got Patrick Mahomes, who should dominate for the next 10 or 15 years. Lamar Jackson in Baltimore, Justin Herbert in Los Angeles with the Chargers. My point is, the AFC as a whole is stacked, and Bill Belichick has Cam Newton. Yeah, he is at a severe disadvantage right now. Unless he can lure a free agent quarterback to New England, which is not likely to happen because Bill Belichick doesn't like to overpay quarterbacks or players in general. So unless that happens, then he really doesn't have a chance at winning a Super Bowl over the next couple of years. Either way, one thing I know for certain, Bill Belichick damn sure is not on the hot seat. The only way Bill Belichick is leaving the Patriots is by his own volition. He is not going to get fired. And LeVar Arrington is just way off base with his comments about it. All right, time for you guys to let me know what you think. Is Bill Belichick coaching for his job in New England this season? Who do you think was most responsible for the Patriots' success over the last 20 years? Belichick or Tom Brady? Or were they equally responsible? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.